Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And thank you for joining me on this Monday of the first week of Lent. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me, naked, and you clothed me, ill, and you cared for me, in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' The king will say to them, in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. Sisters and brothers in Christ, I was listening to Relevant Radio and a caller called into the Patrick Madrid show asking about hell. In response, Patrick Madrid read from today's Gospel passage from Matthew on the judgment of the nations. In particular, he pointed her to verse 41. "Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Hell is the eternal fire where God casted Lucifer, who was supposed to be the light but became the prince of darkness because of his rebellion against God, and the fallen angels. Jesus came not to abolish the law but to fulfill. Christ summarized the commandments into his great commandment to love God and to love one, our neighbors. And his teachings on the judgment of the nations gives us a roadmap on how we ought to live our lives in obedience to his commandments. Feed the hungry. Give drink to the thirsty. Welcome the stranger. Clothe the naked. Care for the ill. And visit the imprisoned. These are the corporal works of mercy of the Church and our mission as the baptized of Christ. St. Gregory of Nazianzen, Bishop, reminds us that God has given abundantly to all the basic needs of life, not as a private possession, not restricted by law, not divided by boundaries, but as common to all, amply and in rich measure. His gifts are not deficient in any way, because he wanted to give equality of blessing to equality of worth, and to show the abundance of his generosity. For those of us at St. Albert the Great Catholic Church, the Servants of Hope at St. Albert ATX ministry is a way for us to carry out the corporal works of mercy in our own local parish community. Therefore, let us put into practice the Lenten observance of almsgiving by recommitting or committing to take part in the noble mission of the Church, the mission of our Lord and Savior, that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ entrusted to us. Amen.